A controversial Indigenous Work for the Dole scheme should be overhauled. That's the view of a Senate committee that savaged the so-called Community Development Program. It says the hours people have to work should be slashed and financial penalties wound back. Here's political reporter Dan Conifer.
The Greens Senator Rachel Seward says the committee's final report is damning.
The current CDP program is not working. It's caused significant harm to individuals and communities, and there needs to be change.
The Community Development Program, or CDP, requires about 15,000 people in remote Australia to take part in tasks and activities in order to receive welfare. Most participants are Indigenous, and those in CDP work for 25 hours a week, up to three times longer than other job seekers. Labor Senator and committee member Malandiri McCarthy says the strict regime is seeing too many people lose payments.
We've seen way too much poverty and increasing hunger, and we know from evidence given to us by WA Police that even crime is rising as a result of lack of money.
About 350,000 fines have been issued to participants in about 2 years for missing activities or being late. Some of those penalties cut people off welfare altogether for up to 8 weeks at a time. Senator Seward says the committee wants that immediately abolished.
8 weeks off income support has very significant consequences. Given the flaws already recognised in CDP, it's not appropriate that people be forced onto 8 weeks non-compliance.
The committee was dominated by Labor and Green senators and makes 22 recommendations. It wants the money not handed to recipients to be funnelled back into local communities. The report also calls for Centrelink payments to be topped up so any work is paid at the minimum wage. And Senator Seward says people should not have to wait on the phone for hours to sort out their issues with Centrelink.
And imagine all the problems that we've heard about Centrelink playing out in remote communities. It's even harder for people to contact Centrelink.
In a dissenting report, government senators disputed the negative portrayal of the scheme, but the Liberal committee members agree changes should be made. Hours before the Senate report was handed down, the Indigenous Affairs Minister Nigel Scullion issued a long-awaited discussion paper with three proposals to change CDP. He refused AM's request for an interview, but in a statement said,
"I'm committed to ensuring job seekers in remote Australia are supported to get the training and work experience they need."
The government is accepting submissions until February.
Dan Conifer reporting.